Okay, so we're going to continue with Kotzer this morning, but today we're going to digress slightly, and that is kind of dealing with the Rabbanans of Kotzer. Whereas the first 2 weeks, we dealt with the definition of the Malacha, its application and its scope. That's what we did already. What I want to do today is kind of see how Kotzer expanded just from a halacha perspective. And that really is the Rabbanans of Kotzer, which we kind of have to deal with on a regular basis. Maybe not this time of year in Toronto, since it's pretty cold outside and we're not really outside very much. But, okay, I don't know. Bezrat Hashem, soon, if we learn about look at Kotzer, warm up a little, and we'll have to make the shaykh a little bit, as you'll see in a second. So the first thing, the first source that I want to point out is actually a Mishnah in Beitza that says, Kosher chayim aleihem mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah, b'shabbes chayim aleihem b'yom tov. Okay, so that's very much a Beitza Mishnah, meaning that, well, by the way, who replies to Shabbos, replies to Yom Tov. Okay, so that's not really our topic. This is what I'm interested in. The Elohim Mishum Shavuos. So when you see the word Shavuos, what does that mean? Shavuos is synonymous with their rabbinic decree. Good. Lo Olin. Sorry? Right, exactly. It's a Shabbos terminology. Yeah. That again, that is extrapolated to Yom Tov. As Mishnah says, you take a Shavuos and you extrapolate it to Yom Tov. And what are they? And this, for our intents and purposes, these are the two that we're going to focus on. Lo olin ba'ilan, v'lo rochvin al gabei behema. That a person is not allowed to ascend a tree, which I guess in proper English is climb a tree. So no climbing a tree on Shabbos. And you're also not allowed to ride an animal, right? Now, what do you think is the reason? I'm sure you've heard of this before. What is the reason behind not doing these two things? Let's talk about climbing a tree. Okay, when you climb a tree, you're worried that what might happen? You might break a branch. Okay, good. Now, is that breaking a branch on purpose or by accident? So why would that be a problem? Really? No. You go climb a big tree, you're not going to... And you step on the... Right. Once you're in a tree, you might come... So again, we don't assume that you're going to pluck things just for kicks, you know. So do you know why you're not at lolling ugly baby behema? What might you come to do? Break a branch and hit the animal faster, right? So I mean, you're going to do it for a functional purpose. So what would be the reason why, again, you're lolling?
When you're climbing, what's the function of breaking branches when you're climbing? How does breaking a branch help your climbing
it? Remember, you're only going to make a this is important. This is an important point. You're only going to make a gzera if you're worried that you're going to be over on a deraisa, right? You're not going to, chachamim generally, with very few exceptions that will require more explanation, right? But generally speaking, chazal are only going to make gzeras when they feel you're going to violate a deraisa. So if you by mistake break something, well, they're not going to, they generally will not make a gzera derabbanan because you might come and violate maybe a derabbanan. They're not going to do that. They're much worried about you violating a deraisa.
So I say they want you to take you out from the situation of like an environment that where you might pluck things.
Right, it appears that I guess when you're in a tree environment, you know, I can't really relate to this so much. Maybe when I was younger, I could relate to it more. I don't know, right? But I guess in your environment of a tree, like, here's an apple. Oh, look at this twig. You know, and you're going to come and pluck it, not inadvertently. But you're going to just like you'd pluck a branch to use to give a patch to the animal, you know, weiter, you know, right? You know, so too, I guess, when you're climbing a tree, you're going to come to detach a branch, you're going to attach a leaf, detach something, a function, and that's going to be very important, right? Meaning, Chazal, again, there are exceptions, but there are exceptions. Chazal made takana so you would not violate a deraisa. Okay? Now, this is what the question is going to be. Based on this, lo olin ba'ilan. Now, it appears this is just a tree thing, not a vegetation thing. Right? Now, what's the halachic definition of a tree versus a non-tree, which, by the way, has ramifications for boy prayates?
It comes back. I mean, part of the actual tree structure is left in your ear.
You make an eitz on a blueberry, even though in the winter they basically shrivel down, but basically shrivel down. But it's also about height. So yes, it's about having something that does maintain itself from year to year, as opposed to something that vegetable, which totally is gone, and then it turns basically back into its seed, and then juvenates from there. Let's say a tomato, for example. The tomato plant, we call it a tomato plant, don't we? Right? Tomato plant, the vine totally disappears, right? Totally disappears in the winter. but there's another requirement. That's a height requirement. Basically, we define a tree as something which is going to be 3 tefachim or higher. So, depending on what measurements you want to use, you know, 9, 9.5, 9 and a bit inches, right? 9.4 inches, depending on, you know, 24 centimeters, something like that. Those are like the defining definition of a tree. So, anything that's going to be that height or higher is going to be problematic, unless, of course, it's an obvious flower. You do it. By the way, you have flowers that grow that high, right? Sunflowers, for example. Okay, so we'll have to see what's the status of a sunflower. You're not going to climb it, but you'll see there's something else that you might, the question is, what else can you do? Because we're going to see later on, not only could you not climb things, but there's going to be a whole array of the Rabbana is going to stem from this. Now, look at source 2, the Shulchan Aruch, and look at the language. Again, this connects a little bit to last week's shir. Ein olin be'ilan ben lach ben yavesh. It's not going to matter if it's lach, meaning that there's still juices flowing through it, versus yavesh, if it's dead. Now, that's actually, believe it or not, a loaded statement, because last week we saw Rashi, who said that a totally 100% dried out tree and a dried out stem, we saw in Rashi, it's not considered kotzer. Meaning if I pluck a fruit and the fruit is dried out, the stem is dried out, everything is dried out, it's not kotzer. Whereas the Rambam seemed to imply perhaps there was. So it could be that if for Rashi, if it's already a Rabbanan, it could be that you don't need to make Xera on a case it's totally dried out because it's a Rabbanan. Anyways, but that's not the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk because he's going with Shita, so Rambam here. Ben Lachman, you have Ve'ein Noslin Lo Bo, Ve'Mishtamshim B'Mechuba L'Karka Klal. So here, what the Shulchan Aruch is talking about is a very interesting situation. What exactly is this case? So we see that there's an expansion. Not only could you not climb a tree, but you're also not allowed to hang anything from a tree. You know, this time of year, we just finished a time of year where certain people hang things from trees. Right? So that that can't be done, I guess, on Shabbos. I don't know. They do it on Shabbos or not. I'm not sure. Yeah, the Shinoi. For the Shinoi, I'm not so sure. I don't know. And you'll see this really, a lot of this is based, there's on a Gemara and an Eruvin, where you're really not allowed to use trees at all. So it begins with Olin, it begins with ascending, and then it totally expands to all types of usage of a tree. Okay? We'll come back to that a little bit later on. Let's just continue here a second. And again, the gzera is because we're worried you're going to violate a doraisa. Okay? Now, this is my favorite part. What happens if you decide to be a rebel? You're like, I'm going to do something crazy today. I'm going to climb a tree. You're inspired by a long Shabbos afternoon. You decide to climb a tree on Shabbos. Bishogeg muter leireid. If let's say you forget, I mean, you're so excited to climb a tree, you forget it's Asr, or you forget that it's Shabbos, right? You're allowed to come down. Bemezid, you're trapped. You're trapped. Asr leireid. Allah mi bor yom. Because I guess they're worried that, you know, it's dangerous, whatever.
You know.
Oh, because you're saying that you ascended on before Shabbat started.
Yeah.
And then you hang out there.
I come to my tree house.
But is not, aren't they missing the point of the whole issue is that while up there, you run the topic of breaking branches and taking fruit.
Oh.
And by keeping you up there, we're effectively like keeping you in the room of sin. We're putting a stomach.
Okay, by the way, that's very good. The Egle Tal, if I'm not mistaken, I think I saw this, said when you're allowed to come down, he says staying in the tree is also us, sir. Right, you're staying in a... Yes, exactly. So why is it that they made you stay there? In a place you'd think they would say, get that, you know, maybe you should just plunge to your death. You know, like, jump, right? You're a fool, you did something awesome to begin with. Now, we're going to get you, we're going to make you jump, you know? He does say, if you're allowed to go down, he says you can try and jump and avoid all branches on your way down. If you're able to do so safely.
Yeah, but then breaking your leg is
probably... Breaking your leg is other issues. Right. Yeah. But he does say to get down as fast as he can. Yeah, it appears... Right, exactly. So it appears what they wanted to do was they wanted to make you have a very non-Jewish Shabbos on purpose so you'd remember never to do it again. Right?
There was a tree house.
What was that?
What if there was a tree house? Like
if there's a tree house. The opposite. Come to shul. Can't go to shul. I'm in the tree house.
I actually let the TV on.
Right. I have my... I have my snacks up here. I have books up here. Archie comics, right? Can't. That's it. I'm trapped for Shabbos. Okay, it's funny. But yeah, it appears, yeah, exactly. That's it. That there, sometimes Chazal won. I guess the average person wasn't going to have an enjoyable Shabbos up there. So they wanted to, you know, shall we say, make you recall this inappropriate deed that you did and actually stay up there and schwitz it out. Until the end of Shabbos. What? It's a pretty serious kness.
No one to the kness is like you already did a maze. You went up a maze, and you hear like sudden here you well, you're not gonna come back down. Like,
what if you went up a maze? Can you jump down? Let's say there's a way to do it. Jump down. There's a kness on you.
Yeah, like,
it's irrelevant. It's a kness.
If you jump. then you end up being mahal in a different way, like drawing blood from an injury.
But that's a real suffix, maybe. I don't know.
Even if you're going to try to protect your fall, you're a decent chance of getting cuts, let's say, maybe like on the floor with like lots of blood. That's not like so crazy. You can draw some blood.
Could you?
No, but it is. It's almost like a secret ratio by jumping down. You're almost like guaranteed to injure yourself.
What the important here also is, we're not worried about you moving the tree. That's not an issue. We're about you using the tree. Right? Like, it'd be, if a small stump, to be allowed to sit on a small stump on Shabbos. Right, that'd be a mutter to do. If it's a short stump. Right, through tvach. So it appears that, what about if it's a high stump? Could be an issue. Because it's more than 9 tvach, it has the status of a tree. What? Right, again, if it's totally yavish, it would be permissible. But I think most stumps aren't totally yavish. They're still. So the Shoras seems to say Yavesh Tree. Rashi might argue and say totally Yavesh Tree. Totally Yavesh Stump. Might be permissible. Right.
It's not actually a certain. It won't actually be Tlisha if it's dry. But it's just there goes in all trees.
The goes in all trees. They expanded the Xerah to everything. Little plug. I think on it's mechlagas I saw achronim if it's totally dried up. Okay, but let's continue. Here, avim lo haya dato leirin mi b'yom lo yar be mishachashecha kevan shaya dato liyashev sham be'iser. Not too bad. Be'iser, you have no choice. Okay, here it is. V'davka adam sha'al Hashem. So not just a person, but even an item. Let's say on Friday afternoon you hung your, you put a frisbee there, right? Or you put a jacket there, or a ball. I guess a ball also is something very practical you can put in a tree. It says, Aser litlo misham b'Shabbos. You would not be allowed to take a ball. Let's say there's a ball that was in the tree. Before Shabbos, you would not be allowed to take the ball out of the tree on Shabbos. That's pretty common, right? You know, if you're playing on Erev Shabbos, the frisbee or the ball gets stuck in the tree. Like, forget, I'll deal with it tomorrow. Come Shabbos afternoon, the ball is still there. You wouldn't be allowed to take it. Chozer b'ilim gezebo aval kanim harakim ki yerek. But reeds, I guess. Murdo lishan shrehem aval pishim b'chim b'karka. You'd be allowed to use, even if they're attached to the ground, so this is a very interesting case that you could use these reeds on Shabbos. I'm not exactly sure what this is referring to, but I guess if you had a ball, you know, let's say you have like high grass, or you have a ball that's stuck in reeds, so that you'd be allowed to take, right? Because the reeds, they're not considered a tree. So, there you go. I guess that's the... Now, here's the case that I want to focus on for a second. Jump down, please. Go to the Lishan Elan. Go to 5 for a second. Lishan Be'ilan. Can you lean on a tree? Ima Adam Bari Mutar. This is people don't realize. It's funny. Most people would say it's us to lean on a tree. People, but the answer is no, it's permissible. However, if a person is weak, tashkocho aser. If a person is weak, it's aser to lean on a tree. What's the rationale? Vatam. So adam bara inu somech alav elamat. Says, how are you leaning on a tree? You're not just putting a little bit of weight on the tree. Velo mikre mishtamesh b'mechubar. That's not considered being mishtamesh b'mechubar if you lean on a tree. Aval tashkocho, a person is very weak. Lisa will gocho alav mikre mishtamesh b'mechubar v'aser. That's only if by sitting on a tree you're not moving it. But I guess if you lean on a tree and it causes a tree to move, that's called shimush. Not exactly sure why that's the case, that's shimush. Like, why is that shimush exactly? It what?
Some of the reason you're assuming that an bar is not like, if you lean on it,
if I have a big oak tree. Yeah. This is an odd statement, but it's really. I should put the Mishabura actually to double check this. But it's a interesting. Anyways. Okay. This is the one that's going to get very practical for a minute. Look at six. Amar Rav. Minichin ner agabe deka b'Shabbos. You can put a. By the way, ner in Chazal doesn't mean candle. What's a ner in Chazal? An oil lamp. Those like Mishnah lamps, right? It's that whole like contraption with like the source of the oil and the wick and the fire, right? The whole what? Land's not right, exactly. The whole contraption. So the Imanichin near Gabe Deka B'Yom Tov. So you're allowed, what do you mean Minichin near Gabe Deka B'Shabbos? You're allowed to put this lantern thing on a palm. What is it referring to? So it says Rashi, Agabe Deka, V'Yidlik Shama Shabbos. That, what will happen? So You're not doing it on Shabbos, of course you're not. But it's happening. Vidak Shabbos Shabbos. It's kindling on Shabbos. The lekush lemicha. We're not worried lekeshi kava that when it goes out, lishkale mine v'nimsa mishtamash mechubar. We're not worried that on Shabbos. So again, let's say you're sitting under a tree. Let's use this as an example. So it's a great idea. Remember summer night? It's a summer Friday night. And what do you want to do? You want to read outside on a Friday night. So before Shabbos, you prepare. Not a bad idea, although it's not the most practical thing in the world. You prepare this lantern on a Friday so that after dinner, or you want to have a tish, right, in your backyard, you want to read under a tree. So that's permissible to do. And we're not worried that when it goes out, you're going to start to like handle and deal with like the candle. You'll realize, okay, it's Shabbos, it's, I get a one-time use, when it goes out. Kaven, why? The Akhtar, the Varasa, Mishmash, it's got to go, because, I knew it was Muksa, I've distanced it psychologically, emotionally from my mind when Shabbos began, and therefore, it's not a problem. A Yom Tov, the issue might be, since I'm allowed to add more fuel, my concern on Yom Tov is that, what's the problem? Why can't I do this on Yom Tov? By the way, there's a case where Yom Tov is more machmir than Shabbos. Because it's not muksa. But the problem is, why can't I add more oil? Because it is muksa. I'm a Shabbos b'iman. This is an example where we're more machmir on Yom Tov than on Shabbos. No, meaning in theory we could, but its location is problematic because it's in a tree. Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. What? Och nefesh. Exactly. Och nefesh. We can't dish the dagdek, huh? The ain't no the near agabe deko be. I'm talking about that. Let me just feel she nikrash mishtamesh be mechubar v'nyaz no misham. Ela gzera. Because we're in Shema Yala be ilan. Kade lit lo. The lo mechachamim ela ain't no lin agabe be heima v'nyaz agabe ilan be yom tov. Okay. So this here, we're worried that they're going to go up this tree and take it. Okay. That was we kind of saw that already. Now, we've seen we're not allowed to. This is with the trees, but this and we're not allowed to have a soccer ball or candles or lanterns. And all that's true. But then we're going to get to the next stage of a usage of a tree, which was also Asar Midrabanan. And this has massive ramifications in halacha.
Not all uses are necessarily going to be one more prone to breaking branches or breaking
So there's a gzera that seems to say no use of a tree on Shabbos, klal. I don't care if you will or you won't. By the way, we're talking about, let's say my branches are only 20 feet high. Like a palm tree. Right? Or let's say, there's a fence around my tree. I can't really go up it at all, but one branch hangs over. So when that one branch, I want to hang something on it. No, nothing. You can never, no use of a tree at all.
I mean, is it the whole thing? Is that we're just trying to make a slippery slope?
Yeah.
Some uses clearly are not going to come with that risk.
No, so you're allowed to do it in a tree. As long as it doesn't move. He says it appears that a healthy person, by definition, doesn't put all the weight on it. The truth is, I don't really understand that, because I think there are ways you can put... I'm a healthy person. I think there's a way you can put all your weight on a tree.
You're just saying it's a super general statement.
Yeah. It appears that way, right. Yeah.
So you can't even use... So you most can't use a tree house in Shabbos?
Right. Okay. Here's the one that I really wanted to focus on, because it has, in many ways, it's one of the most interesting expanses, and people actually really enjoy doing these things on Shabbos. And that is number 8. And I wanted to discuss 2 different parts of a tree. There's what's called Asur Lishtamesh Bitz Didei Ilan. Right? And this is based on a Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Kuf Nun Hey. The Gemara in Kuf Nun Hey says, What? Oh, it's actually in both. Yeah. So Kufnun Hay is the conclusion, which is Vihilchasa Siddadin Asuri Sitain Stadin Mutarin. So let me explain what he says here. That there's some distinction between, and again, what does he mean? Okay, first of all, what does sad mean in English? Sigh, right? So the Hilchasa, the Gemara concludes and says that the sides are aser, but the tzidei tzadim, the sides of the sides, are mutter. What in the world does that mean? Right? It's a very odd statement. Okay, so that's the Gemara. Then Rav Ashi says after that, Hashta Damar Study Nasuri. Hi. Did I bring this Gemara? Did I bring the Gemara Kufrin Hay? No. Yeah, I said that. I just brought the Gemara. Okay, the Halacha. Hi, Darga. What's a Darga? Darga is a ladder, right? The midala lo lin che inish adikla. Why? Avelu d'tzadi. Ela lin che agvaze levar medikla. Rechisaleg lo lenyach kare gvare ela litnach akmi. So Rav Ashi says, once we come up and we have a halacha that the Tzadin, like the signs are aser, you're not allowed to take a darga, you're not allowed to take a ladder and put it on a dikla, on a palm tree, Why? Because that's the side. So again, this one, here's my ladder. Here's my palm tree. I'm not allowed to take a ladder and do this. That'll be usher to do. Why? I'm using the tzad, the side of a tree. That's what Rav Ashi says. However, Rav Ashi says, what's mutter to do? Ella l'nichu, put it on this. Agvaze. What are agvaze? So it's a very, shall we say, odd word to use. Agvaze, says Rashi. Ready? I should have brought this. I apologize. I'm not bringing this command, Rashi. Yitaka yated v'tzide ha'ilan v'yismoch hasulam alav. But if I have a yated, if I have a, ready for this? A peg. Don't ask him how I'm going to put a peg right here now. Protruding out
on one side of the tree.
Is this going to work? Yeah, you need to keep a clip. Okay, whatever. You understand what I'm trying to do here? Okay, so if I have a peg, however, and the peg, that's called tzadi tzadi. It's not leaning on the tree. You see this? It's leaning on the peg, and the peg is leaning on the tree. That is permissible. So I'd be allowed to ascend this ladder because it's leading on a peg. That's Rav Ashi. This is a very important Gemara. So I'd be allowed to, on Shabbos, pick up a ladder. A ladder's not muksa, right? It's just stairs. Take a ladder, put it over here on Shabbos, and I'd be allowed to go up and down the ladder. Now, could I climb into the tree? No. But I'd be allowed to go up and down the ladder. Okay? Why? Now, like, okay, why would anyone want to go up and down a ladder that you can't actually use the tree? Right? Is that helpful? Right? Was it helpful? Oh, and where does Rashi say the last line, which is also important? When you're taking your steps, be very careful that what? Agvaze ella litnach akanin. Be very careful that you're actually stepping on the rungs of the ladder and don't step on the tree. Right? Meaning, don't put your feet on the pegs that are on the tree or the sides of the tree, but make sure that you're on the rungs of the ladder. Okay, that's like the way to explain that. Meaning, on one hand, we have a chumrah. You're not even allowed to do tzideh. You can't even use the. That's what I'm sure. You can't even use the pegs. Meaning, you would not be allowed to put your feet on the pegs, but you'd be allowed to put your feet on the rungs of the ladder. They're leading on a peg.
Isn't the peg itself tzideh tzadim? Aren't the studying the sides of the tree itself or not?
So it appears if you have a peg that's in the tree, that's the definition of it attached to it.
Specifically,
it has to be two.
The peg is one step removed, and then the tree, the ladder is two steps removed.
Right. Like, you wouldn't be allowed to. By the way, could you put a ladder on a branch of a tree? Probably because it's a tree. So it's just an extension of the tree. So the pegs, even though they're attached to the tree, are still not the tree itself. What?
The Mishmur says, like, So you want to parents ever ask for food, but you want to make great study, you want to do definite, you want to atzmo, one of the great study, all goofy you want.
Right.
The actual tree,
meaning the anything that's part of the tree you can't use. So a peg, which I guess you added pegs to a tree. I'm not quite sure why you're doing that, except for one of you, but you know. Or maybe to help you climb a tree on a regular weekday, right? Maybe, oh, I know why. It could be that for your workers to get down the fruit from the top of the tree. You built in pegs. This way, you don't even need a ladder, man. You just jump on the tree. I don't know. Get the maple syrup. Right? What's happening there? Okay. So on that is what the... Here. So also stamish today now let's take a ladder and put on the size of a tree. You're using the size of the tree. You have these pegs on the side of the tree, which is Ravashi's case. If it's this peg which is on the side. The sulam and the ladder is side studied. The ladder is using the peg which is connected to the tree. Vim na'atzbo yated v'tolabo kalkala. So let's say I have a peg, and on this peg I put a kalkala, I put a basket. Right? So I have a basket hanging not from the tree branch, but from a peg on a tree. Right? Which again, you see that. I have a peg hanging from a tree. I'll tell you why this is big enough for me in my house. I'll explain that in a second. Hayated nikra tzedadin. The peg is called tzedadin. The kalkula, and the kalkula, this basket is tzedet tzedadin. So if I had on this basket fruit, I would be allowed to use it on Shabbos. Because it's tzedet tzedadin. Right?
Yes.
Rama, moto li gaba ilan vach afam. What was that already? Now, Mishabura, lefichach moto aniach ba peirot vilitol mimena. Aval ha-kalkala atzma asu. But the basket itself is stuck there over Shabbos. The fruit on the basket you're allowed to take, but if it, let's say, starts to rain... Yeah, so I have I have pegs.
Because the fruit are totally dependent on the basket, dependent on the...
No. I'm a fancy guy. Meaning, like, it's like a shtick.
Why would you even need mutter to take out the fruit if you're totally contingent on the basket and the basket itself is forbidden to be
removed? You're meaning, right, the fruit... It's a separate entity. I mean, the tree is Usher.
The peg is
Usher. The basket is Usher.
Why?
Because it's...
It's already two steps removed, so why is the basket Usher? If we're going to say the basket is Usher, even after you already have the peg, you have the tree and then the peg, right?
My mistake. Sorry, you're right. It has to be that the basket is directly on the tree. No, it has to be on the peg. Yeah, no. No. It has to be yated. The basket has to be on a yated. If the basket's not on a yated, then the food would be usher.
Yeah.
So the basket's on a peg.
The basket's on a peg.
So why is the basket?
And the peg's on a tree.
Why is the basket on a peg?
You can't put your fruit in one basket.
I'm allowed to take a ladder. A ladder can lean on the peg. The ladder isn't immobile afterwards. Can you take the ladder on rafter or can you lean on the peg? So why does the back, whatever logic you use to say, oh, therefore basket bad, then I would just extend it to the fruits at that point. Because if we're going to extend... Right now, the basket is the equivalent of the ladder. whatever extra chomer logic he could do.
So I read. He says here, Yated Nikra Tzedadin. The peg is a tzedadin. Vakalkula Kitzad Kitzade Tzedadin.
You cannot put the tree, you cannot put the ladder onto the peg.
Could use a sulam, it seems like. Right, but the right. So you're saying you could use the basket, but if I don't have the yated, I would not be allowed to use the basket. Yeah. Why? Well, I don't understand the problem. Just like I'm allowed to use the sulam.
Yeah, if the ladder is cool on the peg, why is the basket all of a sudden...
You're saying why can't you remove the basket?
Yeah, I mean, the ladder is equivalent in terms of how far removed it is from the tree.
At what point do they...
It's supported by a body which is attached to the tree, but we say the ladder is far enough removed that you can move it, but why is the basket different than the ladder?
Yeah, exactly. So, about kalklat maaser litla.
The ladder is also
kalkula.
You can pick up a ladder, you can move it.
But the Mishmur says the same as by, just like by a sulam. The Mishmur seems to equate the two.
Mishmur's being consistent. He would say both. Both a ladder and a basket, you can't move what's on the bed.
Yeah. It has
to be that way. Yeah, it's the only way to understand it. That you put the sulam there before Shabbos. Right. So you'd not be allowed to bring the sulam on Shabbos.
The difference is that if you do it before Shabbos, then you use it. On Shabbos. But you can't move it there on Shabbos and start.
You can't affect the
Shabbos. Right.
Is it like a din of like almost like creation? Like if you put it there on Shabbos, is it like adding to the edge?
No, because I'm using the tree.
Because
again, putting the ladder on the peg on Shabbos will be a problem. Yes. No, it's Mishamash Bilan.
But if it's just Padaf and Mishamash Bilan, why does doing it before Shabbos really help?
Cases that we've said are most likely.
Still giving Mishnah Mishnah on Shabbos by virtue of benefiting from the ladder.
No, but since it was done before Shabbos, I'm not benefiting. I'm benefiting from Tzedei Ha'ilan. Tzedei Tzedei Ha'ilan.
No, so then the question is that on Shabbos, if I were to do it on.
I mean, I can't take a ladder.
If I were to do it on Shabbos, the only usher stage should be putting it on.
Yes.
After that, you're still only benefiting, but, you know.
Agreed. But since you put it on the side of Elon, that's a problem.
Oh, so just the initial act
of placing it there is going to be problematic.
Elon, that becomes a Mishnah for Elon, which is usher. It's not like a din of creation or building. There's no, like, bona din there. It's just, like, strictly.
Well, there's no bona.
You know, like building in some form or other? Is it like considered creative building?
How can you do can you do bona in a situation of chuba lakarka? What's up with lakarka? Sorry. There's meaning it's not going to be an issue of bonus. It's going to be an issue of kotzer or an issue of mishtamish be'ilan or an issue of, like, it's not building anything. First of all, of course it's not building. It's nothing permanent. You're just leaning on something. A strong one comes and knocks it down. You're not bonus, right? Just a small. Yeah, I think it's connected.
Well, is it the basket case of other? I mean, listen.
Basket's hanging there.
I had these little bee traps that have been hanging. There's like basically tied to like a tree with like a very basic knot, and it's survived the whole winter. It's a surprise. Just little suspensions.
It's because you were over on making a kesher shakayama. Okay, so why is this very relevant? And that's because of hammocks and swings. This is where this really comes up. So we have a swing in our front lawn. And we have that swing is connected to a tree. But we don't have the chain going around the tree. First, I connected two pegs under the tree, and then on the pegs that are connected to the tree, I then hooked the swing onto, and therefore it's using Sidei Tzedakah of the tree. So if you just had a swing, right, this is a swing, let's say this is your swing, and you take the swing and you rope it around the tree, you have it dangling down, that would be a problem on Shabbos. Or a hammock, that would be a problem. But if it's connected to a peg, and that peg is connected to the tree, then you'd be allowed to use your hammock or your swing on Shabbos. But now, most hammocks and swings are made that way. It is rare to see a case where the reason is because the advantage of a peg is that it's locked into place, whereas if you just kind of wrap it around... So, you buy a swing, and what happens is the swing comes with, there's like a chain, right? The chain goes into his hooks. So the hooks are the pegs, so they go into the tree, right? Yeah, it was, yeah, I don't know what I did, I don't know. And then the swing just hooks over that. Yeah. And this, what do I have wrapped over the tree? I do have like something that's like over the tree many times. But the swing itself, though, is just hooked on to, which can be detached. I mean, not really. It can't actually be detached. It's pretty connected. But the key is that the swing can't be connected directly to the tree. The swing has to be connected to something else that's connected to the tree. That's really what it comes down to.
Where do you draw the line to a thing? If it's a chain, maybe like every link is, every link is its own side.
Oh, you're saying as opposed to the actual swing, which is like the seat, and the seat like, then is hooked onto the chain.
Even you're holding like
right, the seat's hooked onto
the chain, but like there's like no like 10 links with the chain.
Swings connected to trees, basically.
The chain. Yeah. Like, where do you draw one between objects?
Right. Meaning, there's like pegs.
The peg is like built for like the peg was always attached. No, it wasn't always attached to the swing. You could directly detach the peg from the swing, or it came attached then. Like, is the peg just the end of the chain with like a screw on it?
Yeah.
So like maybe like how's it different than any other one from the chain?
Mm-hmm.
That would be. That would go either way. Either you say, what do you like this thing? Or...
I'm trying to think how it's attached. You know what? I haven't used it in like 3 months, so I don't remember anymore.
do you use it in 4 3 months?
Yeah. But it's been like, I don't know, I haven't used the swing probably since September, no? October, maybe. So I don't remember exactly how that was connected. No, there's definitely links. Well, no, there's definitely a seat. There's definitely a seat. Which is plastic. Which sits on this, like, chain, these two chains on the sides.
Yeah.
The chains hooked to the seat, right?
Yeah, but you're,
that I didn't do. That's you buy it that way.
You're misunderstanding with the chain.
What?
The chain. You're misunderstanding with the chain. No?
Right, and then the chain, you push the chain, you know, back and forth. Oh, you put this is back and forth there. And that's connected to the tree. How's it connected to the tree? Oh no, I think what I did was, yeah, the train is really long, so at some point in time you have to drill in. I don't remember anymore. Yeah, I don't know. I gotta actually see how it works. But most swings, most hammocks, you have a peg that protrudes out a little bit, and then it's connected, and then the swing is connected to it. So you have this peg this is your tree, this is your peg, this is the hammock that you're actually sitting in or moving or whatever. But there's usually a peg here. That's how they're usually made. So, okay, just to finish this off, that's using grass or stuff. Branches we kind of dealt with already. That there's no Isser, the Chacham never made a Gzera on Atzavim. You know, turn the page. You know, you can walk on the grass. He says, if it's so long, in 13, if it's so long, they're for sure going to cut the grass when you walk. Maybe that should be avoided. Okay, the last one is just smelling. And that's 14, 15, 16. Amar Rabba, Hadas b'muchubar muta l'arichba. Etrog b'muchubar asa l'arichba. Matayma, Hadas l'arich kai, I sharit lei, lo'ate l'migze. Etrog d'alachila kai, so Chacham only made a gzera on a fruit that you might come. Why can't you smell an etrog? Not because there's anything inherently wrong with an etrog, but you might come because it's a fruit to pluck it off. Whereas when it comes to a myrtle, when it comes to a besamim, that we're not worried to come and break it off because there's no din of. If I could enjoy it by smelling it, I don't need to break it off to smell. I can smell it just while it's attached. Where since it's a fruit, I might come to break it off, so I'm going to get that extra enjoyment from. Right, I guess in those days they would actually eat them, right? So, Mr. Burr does say, believe it or not, he says, nah, maybe you should be Yishmach Chimirim Bazet. He quotes the Elio Rabba, however, that says, that maybe you'd be allowed to do it because we're not so worried about it. Yeah, Rabbi tells me, look at this, and the Shar Tzion seems to bring and say, so we see that there's an early opinion that does say that atzavim remokso lalacha lamaisa. We don't appear to paskin that way. You would be allowed to smell a rose, violet. Lilac. Thank you. Lilacs on Shabbos would be permissible to do. Lilac trees would be okay to do. Like bushes, they're called bushes, trees. Even though they're very tall, we're still not worried because they're the din of reach. For reach, it's okay. We're not worried you're going to pluck it and like propose or something with it. I don't know. You know, if you pluck it over. Okay, let's end there for today. I wanted to do these coats of the rabbanan issues of trees and climbing and balls and swings and smelling and all those things. Okay, we'll move on to the next melacha. Mr. Shem next week.